New episode of Talking More Bollocks, brought to you by Go Loud. It's me, Terry Penis.
Bro, said this a couple of weeks ago, we don't do intros on the bonus, it's just here we are, and Owen starts asking questions.
Yeah. Gary says, I'm back on the online dating scene again.
Whoa.
Never done that before.
The best part about that was him going, you've never done that before.
Oh.
And yeah. I got talking to a girl from Westmead.
Oh, that's your first blame.
Red flag.
She's wearing brown winkle pickers in the check shirt.
Gary is from Dublin, by the way.
Oh.
So this girl from Westmead said to Gary that cows moo in regional accents. Gary's having an extremely difficult time believing this. He wants to know what you think.
First of all, if that's the conversation that you're having with a female mate, you need to pack her in. Delete the app off your phone.
Yeah, if that's like in the first 5 to 10 questions that you're asking.
How would you not see a red flag when I was like, where are you from? Westmead. And you then proceeded to ask another question. We're being harsh. Yeah, we're only joking. I was a fully grown adult. I was about 22 years of age when I found out that different cows have different functions. So the black and white ones are dairy and the brown ones are beef. And I said this in front of a load of culties and I never felt more stupid in my life. And I spilled water on my lap on national telly.
True.
Did you know that?
No.
I just assumed that every cow got milked and then when the time was done, they got sent to the slaughter. And then they were steak. That's all I assumed. But apparently no. The brown ones are beef and the black and white ones are for the milk.
Never knew that. I've never needed to know it.
Yeah, and do you know what else? I know this is a tangent from the question. Mm-hmm. I didn't know chickens lay eggs every day if they're healthy.
Yeah.
Every day a chicken's going to lay an egg. Every day, no problem.
Yeah, people keep chickens.
Yeah.
Keep hens, get eggs.
Every day.
Morning, yeah.
Explain that to me.
So I thought you had a rooster and the rooster grew up on the chicken every day.
So confused, man.
I thought the rooster grew up on the chicken. Yeah. You don't put that in an incubator and you have a normal egg. That's how that goes. But it's not. The hen is just like, boom, there's an egg for you. If she's healthy tomorrow, she's going to lay another egg and she's going to keep laying eggs.
Yeah.
I never knew that. That blew my mind. So yeah, there's another little fact. Do cows have regional accents? No, she's pulling his leg. She's winding him up the bits. She's leaning into the fact that he probably called her a coochie.
And he's a dub and he hasn't got a clue when he's believing that.
Yeah.
Because I'd fall for that as well. I'm with you on that, Gary.
So what, like, in Westmead they go moo and then in Cork they go moo?
Basically.
Yeah. Me bollocks.
And what way would they do it in Belfast?
Murr. And then in Dublin it's meow.
Meow.
Anyway, according to John Wells, a professor of phonetics at University College London, he has a theory that, yes, cows do have regional accents.
And any other animal have a regional accent?
Yeah, yeah. They think different animals can have regional accents. But yes, in 2006, there were lots of stories about this, that cows had regional accents. It has been disputed somewhat, but there have been, people have done studies and claimed to have found that cows have regional accents. So there you go.
I'm impressed.
You're all wrong.
I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. I don't believe
that she knew that. I think she was winding him up.
Nah, it's too out there.
Whales have accents.
They do.
Yeah, I knew that, but whales are highly intelligent. Cows aren't. You push a cow and they bleed and fall and they die, like, do you know what I mean?
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I'm not.
Do you ever go cow tipping?
Sure.
No.
Do you ever try go cow tipping?
No.
Have you? The club used to bring you away years ago. You go down to Wexford, down the country somewhere, and then you go out on a walk in the middle of the night and go down and try and push that cow, they fall over. You can never catch the cows. You run off the cow, they just leg it. And you never went cow tipping, get back to us, will you please?
Right. Did you ever feel any curiosity about whales after we sold it to you very strongly on a bonus episode a long time ago?
No, I can't lie. That pitch was absolutely sensational. Like.
And you didn't watch a single thing?
No.
We didn't give him like a go to, though.
We probably should have, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched The Deepest Breath. It's water, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a start.
It's the ocean.
It's a start.
He's got me down there to the bottom of that.
What if we suggest a series on wildlife? Will you watch something?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I'm fucking 19 films to get there, but go on.
Do you not like Blue Planet and what's the other one?
Planet Earth.
Yeah, do you not like when they come on? Do you not just like put them on? They're easy to leave on in the background.
No.
All right.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Genuinely, like, there's no reason behind it. It's not like, no, I don't because
deliberately,
the fucking animals and this and that. No, I just don't. I'm just not that intrigued by it, boys.
I think if you gave one of them 5 minutes, it took you straight in. Because they'd hit you with a fact about like this breed of monkey that does something mad and you'd be like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell the boys in the bonus about that.
Give me a name of something wrong.
Blue Planet is very good. Blue Planet 2.
Is this a film?
The series.
BBC series, yeah.
Right, it's on the yoke.
David Attenborough narrates them.
Yeah.
It's on the yoke.
Blue Planet or Planet Earth.
It's on the list. So tomorrow morning...
They're all just planet something.
When I'm having me porridge and me electrolytes, Blue Planet will be on the background while I'm doing it.
Good.
Right?
Yep.
You have me warning that.
Thank you.
And I'll send you a video tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
Right.
Okay, next question for you. This question also came into Stollet.
Same person?
Same person. He sent it to both of you, but I think it's worth asking you too.
He's in the Venn diagram of Stollet Talking Wallocks listeners.
Yeah. So Jake asks you, out of these four places, you can only choose one to keep. The other three are erased from history and you'll have no memory of them.
I listened to that bonus episode and I said it to you yesterday anyhow. I said, this is a great question.
So Jake has asked these four places, right? Extravision, Leisureplex, I Like Hillbillies. This podcast has been in the past, might still be at the time, sponsored by Leisureplex. So I'm going to take that one out there because your decision making on Leisureplex is skewed.
Conflict of interest.
It's a conflict of interest. So you've got these three, Extravision, the ILAC and Hillbillies. You get to keep one of them and get rid of two others.
Keeping, keeping.
I like your words and all. And I wish it was you sometimes. I want to be you when I grow up. Do you know that? A good civilian. Contribute to society. Humility. Misogyny.
That's defamation.
He's just naming big words.
Yeah. I was going to try and go off.
Hypocrisy.
Yeah. People at home listen like that humble fella who hates women.
The humble hypocrite fella.
I was going off on all the words then in E. Like,
Oh, fucking hell.
Mozart over there.
Right.
30. No, you're not going to like this, but the ILAC is gone.
Yeah, it isn't. It's bollocks gone.
So is Extravision. I have no memories of Extravision growing up.
What was the other one?
Hillbillies.
Hillbillies.
I have no memories of Extravision.
The only memory I have of Extravision is somebody would like not bring back a film and it somehow end up in your possession and be like, hey, I have American Pie 2, but it's in an Extravision case and you open it and it's there because somebody never gave it back and it's just getting passed around then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never went and rented a film. I never had that memory growing up.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's not in my memories anyway. My man's going to eat the back of me now listening to this.
I know two people who robbed the same Extravision.
Hillbillies are staying. I have a lot of fond memories of Hillbillies. Went to school down there, you know what I mean? You used to get the buy one, get one free sandboxes on the Tuesday. You used to go half or something. It was 2.50 for a sandbox.
Let's say the ILAC was gone. Probably be another Maldron. It'd be a hotel.
Or yeah, but you have no memory of it, yeah. Like all your good memories. I have no good memories in the ILAC.
A lot of my good memories are in the ILAC.
That's because you got locked in the ILAC.
Yeah, I did get locked in the ILAC. It wasn't a great memory though. That would have been actually one of the memories I'd like
to get rid of.
So it's a lot of fear.
I'd love to have seen your the moment you realised you were that'd locked in the ILAC.
Yeah.
How'd you get out again?
There was a security guard left over.
Oh right.
But I think he was literally locking the last door, but everything was shut. I remember thinking we're dead like a whole night.
So he was leaving me.
Yeah.
So he didn't actually get locked in then?
But I remember the fear when we ran down the stairs. And it was like, there was no one there. Like, because when we ran up, we remember thinking, like, there was a few people there. It was like, but you can tell it was closing. But when we came back down, there was silence.
Yeah, it was a ghost town.
And then you could hear chains.
Mm.
And I was like, there's somebody still here. But I remember that. I'll never forget the fear of being locked in there.
So would you not just get rid of the whole ILAC then? Get rid of that?
I'm keeping Hillbillies, yeah. Rid of the others. Now I'll keep the ILAC, yeah. I have a lot of good memories in the ILAC.
I'll keep Hillbillies, boys. Hillbillies, whop, I haven't had in ages.
All my memories in the ILAC are all mischievous as well.
Yeah, of course.
Like up to no good, independent.
No one ever went. No one ever went into the ILAC and done anything beneficial. This is.
It's like even when I see, I know a lot of bleeding normal people out there will probably see kids hanging around shopping centres and think, look at them little scumbags. And I see kids hanging around shopping centres now. I'm like, they're up to no good, and I love it because I remember the thrill you used to get over. Do you get me? So yeah, even the ILAC.
Yeah, but like the ILAC, would you not have gone there as a kid?
Yeah. But for no specific reason, there was nothing in there that attracted you. Only trouble, as Terry said.
But like, was you not gone there like when you're a very small kid with your ma?
Yeah, and more
that
street
doesn't have to have
street,
been a special memory, does it? To be a cherished memory.
I know, but Hillbillies though, Extravision's definitely gone. That was never making the cut. Do you like had an argument? But Hillbillies wins it for me. I heard that question at the start, and I thought you were getting rid of one of them. But two of them, yeah, I like an Extravision's gone.
I'm keeping the ILAC. I think the ILAC is probably closer to me than you in terms of like you could see the ILAC from the flats nearly.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's so close to the flats and all. So that was like our playground.
I vaguely remember them building all the apartments in the ILAC. It's mad. I'm actually ancient, aren't I?
Yeah, you're old, yeah.
Do you know what popped into my head, Alan? Do you remember Budgie the cartoon, the helicopter?
Yeah, kind of.
It only popped into my head today and I asked Amy where it was and she knows. I still have the toy helicopter from when I was a baby. Of Budgie, and I know there's fuck all people out there that know what I'm talking about, And I still remember the theme song of Budgie the Helicopter. I was like, Budgie the little helicopter. Look at him go, it's Budgie the little helicopter. I remember that. It's childhood memory unlocked. And I had it. And that was on my windowsill all my life in my gaff. On my windowsill. Even when we moved into new gaff. All my life. Up until we moved out there a couple of years ago. And now it's in a box in Amy's mask half down in Wexford. Triggered me today. I was like, where's me Budgie? And she was like, it's in the box down in my mask.
Maybe Enda was right in that small diagnosis. The short...
Oh,
time he had.
Yeah.
Listen to me, I don't question it that much. Like, do you know what I mean? I can see where he's coming from. Like, no one out there thinks I'm a bigger weirdo than me.
Yeah.
I know I'm a strange humble. That's why I do feel sorry for the people who have to spend time with me all the time.
I know. It's hard. Paula O'Brien show questioning and just show this in. I just want to show my name in the ring as Calvin's new co-host if Teddy drowns while free diving in Thailand. I'm glad there's like no concern for my health and my life.
Yeah, because people are over you now, Teddy.
People are like, just die if you're gonna die.
Yeah, you're doing stupid stuff now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You're looking for that.
Yeah, you're gonna like. I wouldn't be surprised if you come in one day and be like, do you know what I'm seeing on the telly? And I'm gonna do it. Jump out of a plane and then catch the parachute and put on yourself while you're falling. People are like, why would you do that?
Like knick-knacking on death's door. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
just knick-knacking. I'm running. Yeah, death catches me. I'm fucked.
Yeah, and then you'll get over that, and then you'll do a knick-knack with your laces open. Yeah. Just add more danger to it.
Yeah, I'm not the brightest. I never was.
Like, I listened to that episode and you were like, I want to dive down to where it's dark. Like, why, mate? What's wrong with you?
No, but jokes aside, I'm very intrigued by that. I really do want to do that.
But how dark it is down there?
I want to get to a point in the water where it goes pitch black and then go right come up. I don't want to get down to the darkness for death and the devil. No, I want to just get down to where the water is dark, where it's pitch black and you can't see anything and you have only a headlight and come back up. When I was looking at it, I was getting a mad thrill in my stomach. That's where I had the whole yolk in my head off. I wish I started freediving when I was young. Because I don't know if there's something about it. It gives me a little flutter in my stomach.
Mm.
It was giving me flutters in my stomach when I was looking at it. I was like, oh, I wish that was...
Do you know what's mad? This episode's going to be out and he's going to be in Thailand. And we're going to be wondering, like, is that cunt actually freediving?
It's a weird message to send you.
What?
About dying.
Yeah, yeah. But come here, death's an option.
All right.
It's a possibility, it's not an option. Oh, it's a possibility.
Death is a possibility.
Don't cut that like that. I love how we tried to redo it.
Yeah, just cut and release that. No, yeah, both come out, what?
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, Calvin, you were talking about James Cameron going down on submarine to the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had, and I don't know why this email is anonymous, but anyway, it's anonymous. Anonymous email that told us that, and this is true, James Cameron was down at the Titanic in the submarine on 9/11.
Yeah.
And when he got back up.
He found out, yeah. He didn't know anything happened. He got back up and then they told
him.
It's
a good alibi. I'm not saying James Cameron did it. I'm saying if Bin Laden was down there... He wouldn't have been looking for him.
Bin Laden should have thought of that and he should have gone down on a submarine.
If they bring him in to a guard station over there and say, listen, where were you on 9/11? And he says he was down looking at the Titanic, they let him walk 5 minutes after.
That's true. Although, about 5 minutes after it happened, he announced that he'd done it. So.
Yeah.
Also, they didn't...
He wasn't trying to hide it.
He did it to brag about it.
It wasn't a mystery, you know.
I'm not educated enough on the matter. If he was trying to hide, it's a good place to hide, is what I was saying.
That's fair.
Wasn't trying to hide.
That's a good point, yeah.
So he is just a scumbag.
He was trying to hide later on.
He did a good job, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, hide and seek champion.
But then they put a bullet in his head and fuck him into the water.
Yeah. And how long? When did he die?
I suppose,
2011 or something?
Yeah, 2011, yeah.
Yeah.
So 10 years.
Remember they done the
I remember when that came out. That
John Cena came out and announced it. Do you remember that? There was a video of John Cena coming out and announcing it. Fucking gas. Did you never see that video?
Oh.
The wrestling is on. John Cena comes out with a microphone, stands up in the ring, and he tells everyone that Obama's dead. And everyone's like, yeah.
Obama?
Fucking Bin Laden's dead. He's like, yeah, fuck yeah. And all.
Mad, isn't it? Hey, I have a fact for you, Owen.
Go on.
Queen Elizabeth
uh-huh.
was a fully qualified mechanic.
There you go.
I liked the way the second I asked how I could hear the typing happen.
She was?
She was?
She was a truck mechanic.
Fully qualified though. Did she do it 4 years?
She didn't drop out as an apprentice, no. She did a placement, did she?
She did, yeah. In the Territorial Army.
She fucking did, I was only messing.
No, yeah.
See, when you guys over fact for you, he was ready. Because as you finished the sentence, he was typing what you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I knew I was going to have to check it.
Obviously.
Unless you're going to say Queen Elizabeth was the Queen of England, I was going to have to double check it.
Like, I've said some ludicrous things on this podcast. Boy, is it. Can we have a moment from your vocabulary?
Yeah.
Oh, a moment.
A moment for your vocabulary.
Bro.
Is that the same ludicrous?
Ludicrous.
That's a good one.
Come on, man. Hypocrisy. Misogyny.
Humble.
Humble.
Humidity. Humility. No, humidity. That's better than humble to me.
Humility or humidity?
Both.
I knew he'd say both.
You have to be clever in this game. When I got up early in the morning.
Comedic.
Comedic.
Quite comedic.
Quite comedic, Owen. Splendid.
Academic.
Academic.
Educated.
Why'd my voice break? Balls are only dropping.
Yeah, we got one from Arthur. Arthur wants to know, what's your secret talent or party trick?
I know every word to Ice Ice Baby.
Okay, it's good.
Secret talent? Yeah. Very good at darts, yeah. Is that a secret talent? Not that exciting, is it?
It's not much of a party trick, really, is it?
But I think if you see me playing darts, you go, how the fuck is that cunt that good?
I suppose if you could hit, like, you know,
look, I'm not
bullseye playing after bullseye at a party, yeah, that would be a party.
Yeah, trick. I can. Look, oh. I play darts with Ross, after him, Ross Ryan, he was an unbelievable dart player.
Yeah, she plays for the team.
Like legit, like sensational. And like, when we play each other, we both hit multiple 180s, like over the course of 10 legs. Hmm. Now, Ross will beat me every time, like, Ross will beat me. It'll take a leg or two. Like, that's pretty impressive, no?
Yeah.
So I think when you say it like that, I'm not just like, I've heard a bullseye before. Like, I do hit 180s regularly when I play.
I sang Ice Ice Baby, we were in Benidorm 1 year. It was the last night, and all the boys were dying, and it was karaoke on. And I just got up and did it. And the lyrics were on the screen behind me. And I sang it to the boys, and they're all like, how the fuck do you know every word to that song?
You're like that with
Mouse Song stuff. Ice Ice Baby's a great tune. But one of the boys has it on video. No, but I mean, he's showing people now.
You know the lyrics to Mouse Songs.
Mm. True, but after the live show, we was going around showing everybody. I was like, don't be showing people that. Do you know what I mean? I need to keep that in the back pocket.
Reputation and the gut, that kind of thing?
No, because then no one would be surprised when I do pull her out. Yeah. But I pull her out at a live show. Like, the guests never showed up. Terrence is at the falling off the stage, and me just there, girls were hot wearing less than bikinis. Do you know what I mean? Terrence there getting took out in a stretcher. It's one way to recover from falling off the stage.
Yeah, it's not bad, to be fair. I'm over that fear alone. It's mad how we can grow out of fears.
That's because you fell into a coffee shop in Howth.
I did fall into a coffee shop. But it's mad how you can grow out. I used to have a bad fear of falling off the stage. Now I kind of hope it happens.
I have a good one. I have some fellas that text me, and the opening line, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just listening to today's episode, and I have PTSD from it. So my sister is in a wheelchair. Will I go on?
Go on.
My stomach's at the sinking, to be honest.
My sister was in a wheelchair, and years ago I brought her to see the X Factor show in the Point. Obviously, we were in the wheelchair section, so she was to my left. I was in a normal chair, and there was some woman in a wheelchair beside me. Roiland, come on, and I heard her say she loved him. So did I. So I asked the woman for a high five, and every ounce of blood drained from my body because my hand was left floating in the air. I realised the woman had no arms. I started waffling absolute nonsense so I could get my arm down. I'm sweating here even telling this. Horrific. That's a bad one. That's probably the worst one.
Easily the worst one. Yeah.
Went to high five somebody with no arms.
Oh god.
I don't even like the sound of it.
I'm not even going to read out the name of that person, but you know who you are. Why do you keep texting me? Text Terrence as well and the Talking Bollocks page. I'm not just responsible for these embarrassing moments.
Can I say something serious?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know why you put your hand up. It's not school.
Somebody sent me a voice message and they were like, I was actually triggered by it. And I was like, why the fuck do you feel like you don't have to text us back? We text it. Calvin texts me back every time I text him. And you've never responded to me once. It's bang out of order. We listen to your podcast, blah, blah, blah. And I just felt so triggered by it, boys.
Did you write back?
No.
Yeah, he's consistent, bro.
How do you say this without being sounding like egotistical, like, oh, you have all the messages, blah, 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 I've all these messages. But if you have to sit there and respond to every bleeding message,
you'll be there all day.
Like, every time a podcast comes out, you really need to understand, like, a podcast comes out on a Tuesday and a Thursday, there's a huge influx in messages from people about.
In your defence, I don't respond to every message. That could be somebody that I just responded to before, had a back and forth with, and then just maybe responded to going forward.
But I've had two phone calls today alone of people close to me giving out to me over not responding to messages. I've never been good at responding to messages long before I had a podcast. But now that there's a podcast involved and there's like topics of conversation every single week, twice a week, two different episodes, and people will text you then, I don't know, I just get overwhelmed by messages anyways, regardless, before all this. Like, if I was on my phone 3, 4, 5 years ago and there was 4 or 5 messages there, I'd be overwhelmed by it and I wouldn't text back anyways.
Mm.
So, like, I just think it's a lot of pressure to be having to text everyone back. I do text a lot of people back, as many as I can, but I think to have that pressure of texting everyone back is just a lot. It triggers me. Do you get me?
Yeah. One more here. If you had to pick 3 real or fictional people to help you survive the apocalypse, who are you picking? So you're picking your apocalypse team.
John Wick.
Fictional makes it a bit easier. A bit too easy. But go on, yeah.
John Wick. Why you pick the Hulk?
Because you pick John Wick.
Where's the Hulk? Not fictional.
Or you can pick someone from a post-apocalyptic film who survives it. Like, yeah. You know, your man from The Last of Us, he did pretty all right.
Yeah.
The fella from The Walking Dead.
He got to the end.
No, we didn't.
Almost to the end.
Have you played the game? And now you're a fully grown man with 2
first
kids.
First one, yeah. Not second one. Because I was
some other room. Sorry about me.
Anyway, okay.
Rick, so, I think it should be just real people.
Rick from The Walking Dead.
Make it real people because it's too easy, yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
No, I'm only messing. He's John Wick. Mark Wahlberg strikes me as somebody who'd be able to do it.
Why would you say Mark Wahlberg and not John Jones, like, or like Francis Ngannou?
Because do you think John Jones would be good at like being able to light a fire?
Yeah.
And hunting.
Yeah, do you ever see like on his Instagram and all, he's always like out in the wild and shooting.
Oh, is he?
Like,
yeah, I didn't
he's
know.
He's definitely one of them. Joe Rogan would be good then. He has Joe Rogan would be good. One of them heads.
Yeah. Bear Grylls.
And he can fight though as well, do you get me?
Yeah, Bear Grylls.
Is he good at that?
He's a survival expert.
But I mean, he's good at fucking shooting and killing if needed be, yeah.
Well, see,
he was in the...
You have a team here. You have to think like an action film.
You can think like, this person's good at that, this person's good at that, this person's good at that.
So you need your brainy one.
Yeah,
your tough one, your comedic relief.
Ryan O'Brien, Will I Wee, and Jerry Hussey to calm us down.
Jerry Hussey to keep you going. Yeah, get you up in the morning. Yeah.
Remember, what was he saying?
No zombies.
Hussey or a lion. 3, 2, 1. Ah! 3 of us doing that, all the zombies.
That's how I go to work every day. You have a chance and you have a choice. That's me. A chance to go out there and make the money. A choice to get out of bed. And I'm like, Ryan, I'm on the way. Fucking hell, Jerry. I still pick Mark Wahlberg.
I'm going with my show. I'm actually sticking with my show. I was actually happy with that.
Willa.
Yeah.
Jerry Hussey.
I'm Ryan O'Brien.
Okay.
Trying to think of someone who was on the podcast that'd be lethal to put in there. Do you know who strikes me as somebody who would be good at that? Pat Dively.
Yeah, of course. He knows jiu-jitsu.
Right, but like,
for a zombie and an armbar.
Does he know how to build camp?
Culty, isn't he?
Yeah. Just naturally know how to do it.
Them boys know what they're doing. Them cultures have a clued in. Also, Per, we're still trying to learn how to tie our laces. Unless you went to the scouts.
I'm going
to,
yeah.
Do you know what? Tried the scouts years ago.
Well, it wasn't about the scouts.
That's the most middle class thing I've ever heard in my life, going to the scouts. I don't know anyone that went to the scouts. I don't even know where to go to the scouts. Where did you go to go
scouts
to the
scouts? Scouts up beside O'Devney.
Was that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I only went once.
You have sea scouts too.
Sea scouts? Mm. Fuck up, what toy are you out on the water?
You walked past the Sea Scouts today.
I did?
In Holt.
Were you in the Sea Scouts?
I was for like a year or two, yeah.
What, they teach you just knots and all?
But instead of like going camping, they teach you how to like build rafts and all that stuff, yeah.
That actually, I'd go there now.
Yeah, me and just sign up.
Build us a raft, go on. Me and Cousy's safe forever.
I was going to out Terence. Terence doesn't know how to put air in a toy.
No, that's shambolic.
Yeah.
Like, not even change attire.
No, which is, like, complicated and takes time. That is,
it's pretty easy.
Yeah, but, like, it's...
No, after seeing it being done the first time, I think it's easy now. I know.
No, changing a bike tyre, I'm on about tubing, putting a patch on the tube and all on.
Couldn't do a bike tyre. I've never seen it happening. A car tyre is easy to change.
Car tyre is easy to change, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But tennis has never put air in a tyre.
So, car tyre, I'm not saying you fix the car tyre.
No, you just change it.
That's easy. But a bike tyre is easy too. Just stick it in the water. Get your bubble.
Get your bubble, yeah. Put the patch on it. Glue it. Then pump it back up. Getting the tube back into the tyre onto the wheel. Effort of that. Using spoons and all. And this fella tells me he's never put air in the tyre.
Have you... Is there anything you can't do that you're ashamed that you can't do?
Can't do a wheelie.
That's... Yeah, true.
Can't do the washing. I've done it before, but I don't know how to do it, if that makes sense.
You'd fucker look.
Yeah. Look, if you get me a load of washing now and says, there you go, I wouldn't make a mess of it. I know I'd fuck her up. I've done it before, but only because I was told, you do this, you pour that, you hit this, you press that,
it
bang,
never
bang.
Lodged in your head?
No, because I just knew in my head, this is short term. The second she's come back, she's going to start doing it again.
Yeah.
My whole family went to Australia for a month before and left me in the gaff, and I actually survived. And I was doing washing then. But then in my head, I was like, in a month, you're not doing this anymore, so you don't need to remember it. Short term.
Was that the Christmas you had alone or not?
That was my worst Christmas ever. That was a dark time, boys. That turned me off Christmas forever, you know that? It's actually very traumatic. Don't know why I'm laughing at. I actually like Christmas now, thanks. I was only enjoying Christmas now. Yeah, they're reminding me, Christmas 2024 round, it's only February. Looking forward to a trifle and all of us.
Did you pick your apocalypse team?
I pick Mark Wahlberg. I pick... So I don't want to pick anyone he's had to pick, because it just ruins the whole thing then, you know what I mean?
You know people you don't know. He's picked a very local team.
Hello. Picked your roots.
Yeah.
Me, Mark Wahlberg, Pat Ively, and...
Bear Grylls was a good one.
Bear Grylls, yeah.
That's a good team.
There you go.
My team, Pat, your team.
I don't think so, bro. I'd like to see Ryan O'Brien try and start the fire. That's all I'm saying.
Jerry Hussey can start the fire, man.
Pat Ively definitely start the fire quicker than Jerry Hussey. And then Mark Wahlberg's Mark Wahlberg.
Can anyone on your team read a map?
No, probably not, but...
might be a problem.
I was thinking more of the banter.
Yeah. He's just like, look, we're all fucked, but we're going to have a good time.
I was thinking of the banter and the good intentions that we'll all have. With no end product.
All of it was just like, the zombies coming, Ryan's going to hit the zombies a dig. And I'm like, yeah, but would it not be more effective having someone who could shoot them with a gun? I'm like, no, we'll get someone who can armbar them. Yeah. Trying to get a zombie to tap out and all.
We've a question from Jack. If you went back to caveman times with no objects, what could you do to impress them?
Handstand.
Why can a caveman not do a handstand?
Because they have curved backs.
They've bigger problems than learning how to handstand, probably.
Yeah, you know that trick where you pretend that your finger's coming off with such a thumb?
Yeah.
If you've done that in like the 1800s, they accuse you of witchcraft. Imagine what you've done that to a caveman. They'd flip me. They'd think you were a fucking alien.
What if you just...
I tore my eyelids
made a fire.
Like,
Made a fire.
I don't know how to make a fire.
Know.
That's why.
What if you made a wheel out of something?
Yeah.
We know what?
I was going to say, like, we know how to make fires, like, as humans now. But,
yeah,
like,
as in.
Us personally.
If I said to you, Terrence, you need to light a fire, the first thing I did was taking a lighter out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Not doing the yoke with the stick.
Yeah.
I think we should send you two on, like, a wilderness adventure.
I'd love to try that.
Survivalist stuff.
Do you know what I don't like about this podcast? We've all these ideas and we never go to any of them.
Yeah.
Never. Never.
I'd love to try it because I have a feeling the second you get hungry, you'll be like, this is a lot of bollocks, I'm gone. I'd be there, like, trying to light a fire for ages.
Yeah. Have I still got smokes?
For a while.
You have smokes and nothing to light them with. That's a good stipulation, that, isn't it? Yeah. He'd have a fire lit in 20 seconds. 2 minutes.
Boys, so I'd light a smoke underwater, I'm telling you. No one in the way of me. Yeah.
You didn't answer the caveman one.
I tore my eyelids inside out.
That's going to impress them. That's going to go, look at this. The wonders this man has brought from the future.
The way I'm looking at it is, right. You can't take your phone out of your pocket, can you?
No, you don't have your phone, would you?
That's what I mean. You're going back like this.
It's just what's the knowledge in your brain, basically. Something you have learned that they are not aware of.
Do they know how to wink?
Hang on for a minute.
Just imagine how that plays out. Everyone gather around.
No. Do you know what makes it worse?
I'm show you.
Do you know what makes it worse? To show them, they're going to have to deal with someone. You can't just sit there yourself and they will be like, this is great, trust me. I'm having a great time. You're going to have to deal with them and be like, doesn't that feel good? Oh, yeah, they're great.
That's the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. Right, well, I would suggest you learn how to make a fire in case this ever happens.
Well, in case we get transported.
In case you go back in time.
The way technology's going these days. What would you do, Owen?
Light a fire, he said.
Fire, yeah.
Yeah,
hell, do you know how to light a fire from scratch?
I give it a good shot, yeah.
Yeah, that seems like one of the most rewarding things I've ever seen in my life. Do you ever see people doing that from scratch and you have to do it for ages to get the friction going? And then you put the little ember in, you get the tinder going, and then they blow it, put all the hay on it, and it goes up in flames. Oh, I'd say you feel like the fucking dawn doing that.
Yeah.
Terry, take us up before we say something that gets cancelled.
Boom!
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.